Good evening. The 10 p.m. news with Rita Yuosumbong. In our top stories, a presidential decree signed today has extended the mandate of the municipal councillors who were voted on February 9, 2020 and whose term of office was due to end on February 25, 2025 to the 31st of May 2026. In news out of Cameroon, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has gone on the offensive against Donald Trump in the first rally of a White House campaign, portraying November's election as a choice between the former prosecutor and a convicted felon. Those were top stories, and now the news in full. President Paul Biya and First Lady Chantal Biya have checked into their hotel residence in Paris in anticipation of the opening of the Paris Olympic Games. They had arrived in the French capital this evening and were received at the Charles de Gaulle Airport by Cameroon's ambassador to France, André Magnus Ekoumou, amongst others. Before leaving, President Paul Biya signed a decree extending the mandate of municipal councillors who were voted on February 9, 2020 and whose term of office was due to end on February 25, 2025 to the 31st of May 2026. The decree stipulates that the decision was taken after consultations with the government and the Senate with representatives of local decentralized collectivities. Shortly after the decree was unveiled, Albert Njembondi captured the reaction of the mayor of Buya, barrister David Mafani Namange, and Paul Ngale Ifome, the city mayor of Limbe. Both are grateful to the president of the republic and see the extension as an opportunity to serve.
It's with great joy that I learned of this very timely decision of His Excellency President Paul Biya, which I must remind all and sundry that this great statesman has done this within the ambits of the law and the necessity of the moment in our country. This gives us the municipal magistrates and councillors an opportunity to continue to humbly serve our populations. While expressing once more our gratitude to the head of state, we recognize that it is equally a challenge and we call on all Cameroonians, especially political and other opinion leaders, to accompany the nation. When things like this come, some people want to dilute the importance of it. But this is a great action from a great statesman to resolve an issue at hand. We thank the head of state.
For me, it's an opportunity for my vision, as the slogan goes, building together, to accomplish some of my projects that I have in hand. It will be a pleasure for me to look at this short period that I've been in office, having in mind that I took a half mandate in 2022. And I think that it will be a pleasure for me to assess what I have done so far to the population, you know, giving them the social amenities that is needed for them according to the resources put in place for me to do so. So I take it as an opportunity to push harder to make sure that the social amenities of my population is even accomplished.
In other news, results of the 2024 session of examinations organized by the Cameroon GC Board have been released. Statistics indicate that there has been a slight drop in the performances, as the head of the transition management team of the Cameroon GC Board, Mrs. Ndi Bernadette, now explains.
This year, the overall results stand at 60.8%. There is a slight drop in the performance, but we can notice that there has also been an increase in the number of candidates who went in for the exam. We decided to work more on prevention, preventing the candidate from getting involved in examination malpractices of any form. And all the measures we put in place have yielded good fruit, because last year we had about 1,800 candidates who were banned, but this year we have up to a 90% drop, and that has brought down the number of candidates who have been banned to 180 candidates. We had security cameras installed in most of our examination centers. We have about 21 candidates whose results have been withheld for further investigation. We are going to invite those involved, the school authorities, the candidates involved, to come so that we can interview them and get more information. And we'll make sure that within a month, their results will then be released. We don't have whole schools that have been sanctioned, only the individual candidates who were involved in the malpractice. We also have some two teachers who were sanctioned for being involved in examination malpractice. When a teacher is sanctioned, the teacher will be kept away from any GC Board activities for at least 3 years.
Clinicians are being edified on the viral hepatitis, its diagnostic methods, and Cameroon's policies in the fight against the hepatitis B virus. This is at a post-university seminar organized by the Cameroon Sound Pastor, which was hinged on the theme National Strategies for the Fight Against Hepatitis B and D in Cameroon, What Becomes of Our Patients Today and Tomorrow. It is in the build-up to the commemoration of this year's World Hepatitis Day on Sunday, July 28, at a time when Cameroon is still battling with a prevalence rate of about 12%. Details with Kelly Aben.
Hepatitis is an inflammation of the liver caused by a variety of infectious viruses, according to the head of the virology unit at the Cameroon Centre Pasteur, Professor Richard Njoum. There are five types of hepatitis virus, A, B, C, D, and E, with the most common in Cameroon, B and D.
L'hépatite B, en fait, c'est une hépatite qui est principalement transmise.
Hepatitis B is a virus transmitted from mother to child at birth. Sexual intercourse, contaminated blood or products, putting something in the mouth that has been contaminated with saliva through which the virus spreads.
La salive est un liquide de destruction de ce virus.
Professor Richard Njoum adds that in a recent survey, the northern regions of Cameroon recorded a chronic prevalence rate of 17% for hepatitis B virus, while hepatitis D, which is associated to B, was very much present in the east and south regions.
On est infecté par la D, que quand on est infecté par la B, c'est-à-dire que
hepatitis Delta or D comes as a co-infection of hepatitis B. We carried out investigation on patients who were infected by hepatitis B and had a national prevalence rate of 10%, while hepatitis D, which is most present in the forest zones, that is in the east and south regions, where 50% of the population is infected.
La zone la plus touchée ici avec la D, c'est les zones de forêt, beaucoup plus l'est et le sud.
With the evolution of the virus, Professor Richard Njoum says, apart from government systematic vaccination measure, there is need for the implementation of more strategies to curb the rate of transmission and guarantee the treatment of hepatitis patients.
The government put in place the systematic vaccination of children born by mothers with hepatitis B. This has been completed by the enlarged immunization program, which in 2005 introduced vaccination against hepatitis B. This has helped children born before 2005 and after that period to be vaccinated.
The awareness seminar on hepatitis, as part of activities leading up to the World Hepatitis Day, to be observed this Sunday, July 28th, under the theme It's Time for Action.
Kelly Aben reporting. Good governance as a catalyst for the promotion of living together in Cameroon was at the center of discussion at the ongoing government action fair, as some members of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism faced the public. The live session permitted members of the commission to present the strengths and challenges of government governance in the economic development of Cameroon. Jean-Marc Afesi Mbafo was one of the panelists during the discussion. In the following excerpt of an interview, he highlights the link between good governance, bilingualism, and citizenship.
It was up to us to show the link between good governance, which is the fourth pillar in the National Development Strategy, NDS 30, and which has in its six pillars under that pillar an axis which concerns the Commission directly, which is the promotion of bilingualism, multiculturalism, and citizenship. We just took a cue from that and demonstrated the link between good governance and living together. Living together, which sends us diverse concepts, peace, building, sharing, taking care of one another, a sense of patriotism, and what have you. In a nutshell, building consensus around national unity. And it was up to us to identify the threats in our society today, which put in peril the whole concept of living together, such as nepotism, tribalism, the lack of rule of law, and all forms of exclusion, and what have you. And which, therefore, the role of the Commission in its missions in promoting bilingualism and multiculturalism.
In more news, newly installed senior officials of the University of Yaoundé II have been urged to use their wealth of experience to boost hands-on learning and promote the incorporation of ICTs in all fields of study in the institution. The call was made at the school campus in Swa this afternoon by the rector, Professor Richard Laurent Omba, while commissioning the recently appointed into their various functions. Karine Kubong.
The newly installed senior officials include two vice-rectors, a technical advisor, a secretary general, and directors. While commissioning them into their new functions, the rector of the University of Yaoundé II challenged the officials to use their wealth of experience gathered in different sectors of the country's academia to give a boost to the already existing prestige of the school as a social science technopolis. One of the new vice rectors in charge of research cooperation and relations with the business world, Professor Owonangini, and the new secretary general, Annie Wakata, say they are ready to affront new challenges with open minds.
I'm very happy to have benefited the confidence of the head of state, and I hope I will deserve it.
Since it's a new position, it's obvious that there will be challenges. I just have to work with creativity.
The rector of the University of Yaoundé II, Professor Richard Laurent Ongwa, used the occasion to reiterate the need to train competent scholars needed to drive Cameroon towards its 2035 emergence agenda.
A 3-week intensive course to train youngsters on how to speak Womala, a mother tongue common among the people of Kunki, Upper Plateau, and Mifi divisions of the West Region, has ended in Yaoundé with award of prizes to some outstanding learners. The initiative is that of the Member of Parliament for the Kunki, Honorable Albert Quinche. A ceremony to showcase skills acquired during the training took place today at the Banjun Cultural Hall in Yaoundé. Doris Bate Tatoekwe reports.
3 weeks of total immersion into the language of Womala for over 400 children of Banjun, Baham, Bayam, and Bafoussam extraction, residents in the nation's political capital. They displayed skills in their mother tongue, honed thanks to the expertise of linguists.
We have 7 levels. We have been working with them, and we are realized that the oral teaching, the speech form is improving very well.
Through poems, sketches, dialogue, folkloric chants, counting and singing, among others, the kids sustained their visibly proud parents in Womala for close to 3 hours. They aren't ashamed of their native language and are proud to share their experience.
I've learned how to count in my dialect from 1 to 100. I've learned the different part of my body, the meal in my village.
I learned how to write, to speak, and to read.
I'm hungry.
Some of the old signs I've learned is tinye, which means in English stop. Pomtiaje, mean that the road is sliding. Yaajeginsi, mean that zebra crossing. Beajeginsi, mean that pedestrians are not authorized to walk there.
Those who did exceptionally well received various gifts during the ceremony. For the promoter, Honorable Albert Quinche, nothing is more rewarding than communing with one's roots.
This language is not only open for Banjun communities or grassroots communities, but to the whole country. And it is important for us.
Their parents say they won't relent in the effort to have the offspring totally engaged in their culture.
In news out of Cameroon, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has gone on the offensive against Donald Trump in the first rally of her White House campaign, portraying November's election as a choice between the former prosecutor and a convicted felon. Speaking to a crowd of about 3,000 in the battleground state of Wisconsin, Harris likened her Republican opponent to fraudsters she said she had persecuted. Trump, meanwhile, assailed her record on the border and posted on social media. And that's it for the 10 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, presented by Rita Yosumbom. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.